Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hi there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you back to Your Place of Grace. If you're listening for the first time, I pray that this podcast will be a great blessing to you. Those of you who have listened for a while, please tell your friends about the podcast and share it with them. Also, go to Apple Podcasts, if you would, or whatever platform you listen, and go to the review section and give us a 4 or 5 star rating. 5 would be even better, wouldn't it? And give us a nice review. And remember, be nice. Hey, today we're going to talk about loosing sin's bondage on our lives. We'll begin in the Gospel of Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19. Here's Peter's encounter with Jesus and declaration about the Lord. Verse 13 says, "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' They said, 'Well, some say you are John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' Jesus said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter replied, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered him, 'Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.'" Praise God. The keys of the kingdom referred to by Jesus in this passage are the authority and power of God made available to believers like you and me, so as to empower them to substantially participate in the prayer, spiritual warfare, and ministry of God's kingdom. So binding and loosing is the activity worked through using the keys of the kingdom to their fullest effect. And we can do this, dear one. The text here allows that this may or may not happen contingent upon a believer's understanding and willingness to participate with God. But the securing power of the effectiveness of this, binding and loosing, is the work that accomplished God's will, completed in heaven, which is Christ's work on the cross. The work left to complete is the work of full realization and response made in the on-earth side of things. So this arena is the target of a believer's ministry in binding and loosing. The binding and loosing itself is the application of God's completed will in heaven to the earthly environment through the use of the keys of the kingdom. So prayer then becomes the loosing of sin's bondage by intercession, the untrapping of various dimensions of life from the grip of darkness by the believer through prayer for and in the life of another. Hallelujah. Loosing through prayer, in this sense, is the dissolving of a tie that has been established. And, as such, provides the means by which another person can experience total freedom. Praise God. The specific nature of this loosing as dissolving, and some areas that may need loosing in the lives of people, are explored carefully. Now we're talking about dissolving a tie that has been established. This word loosing is the flip side of the word binding. Binding in the New Testament Greek is the word desmios. The New Testament Greek word for loosing is luo, and it's the opposite of binding in essential meaning. That is, it indicates that destruction of the works of darkness is achieved through the prayer of supplication when we loose the grip of darkness and its fraudulent contract, advanced and held by its lies, and thereby we destroy the devil's counsels. Two critical passages shed more light on the issue of loosing. 1 John 3, verse 8, declares both the mechanism of the devil's counsels, which is deceit, and the purpose of Christ's coming in the first place to destroy the works of darkness. Thus, we are called to participate with the ongoing kingdom work of Christ by destroying the works of the devil. We do this primarily by prayer. The idea of loosing here also has a subtle but important meaning. It refers in the original language to a trap that is both unhinged and broken. The significance is clear. Traps, like an animal trap, can be loosed, but may trap again. When they are loosed, and then the trap itself is forever shattered, the loosing effect is one of destroying both the immediate trap and its long-term potential destructiveness. Further, the power by which all of this binding and loosing is accomplished is, of course, not our own power, but the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Colossians 2, verses 13 through 15, explicitly states that the blood of Christ shed on the cross contains a power we access only by faith and through prayer. So loosing means declaring God's decree over a circumstance or person and thereby loosing the traps of the devil in that situation through the application of Christ's blood as an act of kingdom restoration, thus making God's will come on earth as in heaven. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:18 tells us how to do loosing as a powerful form of spiritual warfare. There are areas of life that often need loosing. Wouldn't you agree? I'm glad you agree. The Bible says so. The Greek word, pronounced apolutrosis, sometimes rendered just lutrosis, is the word for redemption, deliverance, and ransom. All of life's dimensions, indeed, our entire being needs redemption initially. In Jesus Christ, He looses us into salvation from our slavery to sin and its ultimate consequence, death. Jesus Christ literally pays a price or ransom for us according to His own explanation found in Mark 10, verse 45. the significance of this word root association is realized in recognizing that the ultimate work of redemption is continued after salvation and received in the life of the believer in much the same way and by the same Spirit that affected redemption in the whole for us to begin with. Listen, the more discreet application of loosing to various dimensions of present-day life simply extends the natural consequence of eternal salvation to immediate needs in the here and now. Often, very often, these needs are located in deep and foundational realms in our lives, as in our marriages and families. Family issues. Let's talk family issues for a moment. Many areas of family inheritance, that is, the passing down of family traits, sins, weaknesses, and consequences, are ripe for freedom in Christ. The power of loosing prayer is well applied in deep and besetting areas of failure and sin that come into our lives simply as a result of a generational dynamic of sin described in Scripture, going all the way back to the most ancient of times. I want you to see Exodus 20, verse 5. Study that out for yourself. Then let's talk about sexual issues. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 describes a list of sexual transgressions that can get people disinherited from the kingdom of God, often because they have wrongly inherited these types of sinful motivations and behaviors from their family of origin and distant family legacy. This stuff can be passed down, dear ones. But the good news is that enfranchisement for believers is possible and available through our Lord Jesus Christ. But the seriousness of sexual sins and repentance from them must be embraced if sanctification and cleansing are to be experienced. Again, when you blow it big time and sin like that, don't run from Jesus. Run to Him. Then we have forgiveness issues. Luke 6, verse 37 translates the Greek word luo as forgiveness. And this is another important usage of the same term, translated loose, in illustrating even further and deeper meaning of the word. And so, the essence of the word loose can be seen as forgive in many contexts, making it the accessing of forgiveness itself. And it'll be a function of loosing prayer. Oh man, this is good news for anyone caught in the consequences of unforgiveness for any past sin or failure, their own or others. Dear one, as we close this out today, let me say that binding and loosing is the activity worked through using the keys of the kingdom to their fullest effect. The keys of the kingdom are the authority and power of God made available to us as followers of Jesus Christ, so as to empower us to substantially participate in the prayer, spiritual warfare, and ministry of God's kingdom. Remember this, loosing prayer is a tool we are called to use to the fullest to bring freedom to ourselves and all those around us whom God would lead us to touch and impact with His love and power. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray that this message has been helpful and a blessing to you. And I've endeavored to make this relatively short, concise, and to the point. Now, I want you to check out the scripture references. Don't just take my word for it, but check out the scripture references that I gave you in the podcast today. And walk in the power and authority that Jesus Christ has given you as a believer. Let me pray this as we close. There are many people that are in bondage to sins of many sort. And I want to pray with you right now. A prayer of loosing. Amen? So just hang on and pray with me. Agree with me in prayer and receive your victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Abba, Father, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. I ask you to release me from every bondage in Jesus' name. Father, now I pray for the precious person listening to this podcast today. And Abba, Father, by the authority you've given me, I take authority over Satan. I address every demonic spirit that's held my brothers and sisters bound, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. No, it's not my authority, but it's the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, is covered by the blood of the Lamb. They overcome by the word of their testimony. And they are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, which lives and abides forever. And I thank you, Father God, for my brother and sister listening today. And Lord, we take authority over every spirit of bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, hate, malice, envy, or jealousy. And we command these spirits, these evil spirits, to go now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of insecurity or inferiority, fear, rejection, self-hate, self-pity, self-destruction in Jesus' name. Suicide, we command you to go now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of anger, rage, murder, violence, or lawlessness, we command you, go now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of sexual immorality, impurity, adultery, fornication, lust, pornography, and all forms of sexual impurity, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of pride or lying, every Jezebel spirit, rebellion, deception, manipulation, control, I command you to flee in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of criticism, judgmentalism, arrogance, prejudice, racism, I command you to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of greed, materialism, selfishness, covetousness, selfish ambition, you go in Jesus' name. Depression, anxiety, worry, suicide, you must go in Jesus' name. Addiction, alcoholism, drunkenness, drugs, gluttony, you must flee right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of legalism or religious pride or heresy, false doctrine, we command you go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of stealing, laziness, slothfulness, unbelief, rebellion against authority, go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of guilt, shame, embarrassment, humiliation, you get out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity, chronic health issues, you must flee now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of witchcraft, the occult, blasphemy, we command you, go in Jesus' name. We break every word curse and spell spoken against us in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse, I command you to flee in the name of Jesus. Every demonic spirit that has held my brother and sister in bondage, I command you, go now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, my friend, dear one, please say this after me right now. Lord, I receive the Holy Spirit, and you will fill me with your Spirit every place where evil spirits have left. Fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit, Father. I receive you now, and I receive my freedom in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, dear one. Don't you feel that? Don't you feel the Spirit of the living God lifting that burden off your back, off of your shoulders? Be free. Be made whole. Be completely healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. And walk in victory, dear one. Walk in the victory that the cross has given you. So until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, and among your relationships. May he bless you greatly. And may God grant you the greatest favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.